But the girl frowned. "I'm afraid it will not go with my dress," she answered. "And besides, the Chamberlain's nephew has sent me some real jewels, and everybody knows that jewels cost far more than flowers." "Well, upon my word, you're very ungrateful," said the student angrily, and he threw the rose into the street, where it fell into the gutter, and a cartwheel went over it. "Ungrateful!" said the girl. "I tell you what, you are very rude, and after all, who are you? Only a student. Why, I don't believe you have even got silver buckles to your shoes, as the Chamberlain's nephew has." And she got up from her chair and went into the house. "What a silly thing love is," said the student as he walked away. "It is not half as useful as logic, for it does not prove anything, and it is always telling one of things that are not going to happen, and making one believe things that are not true. In fact, it is quite unpractical, and as in this age to be practical is everything, I shall go back to philosophy and study metaphysics." So he returned to his room and pulled out a great dusty book and began to read.